It's time for Conversations with the Mayor. It's brought to you by Gonzalez Painters and Contractors, voted best painters in the Triangle by Indie Week and featuring a 4.9 Google rating. Gonzalez Painters and Contractors' commitment to excellence and transformative artistry speaks volumes. Trust the experts to exceed your expectations for your next interior or exterior paint project. Visit fgpainting.com. We're joined now on the phone by Hillsborough Mayor Mark Bell.
I am here, Andrew.
Outstanding. You just had a really big month, actually, that we're going to kind of recap here with the inaugural Hillsborough Climate Challenge and then your first ever State of the Town address. So I thought we could start by having you tell us a little bit about what is the State of the Town.
So since about 2007, the mayor has given a kind of a recap of where we are as a town. And so last night was my first attempt at that. And it was very interesting and rewarding experience to kind of think, you know, like at 80,000 feet, big picture from my perspective on Hillsborough, who we are, where we're going, what our challenges are, what our strengths are. So, so I started out last night by talking about, I was thinking about that the 250th anniversary of the American Revolution is coming up, and Hillsborough played a huge role in the development of North Carolina history, influence on the Bill of Rights. The first General Assemblies met in Hillsborough after the Revolution, and anyway, it just played this really kind of outsized role for such a small town, and it got me to thinking, in 2 years, we're going to do this 250th celebration, so who are we, and how do we fit into the big picture? So I'm hoping that in the next 2 years, we'll figure out a really good way for Hillsborough to commemorate the 250th anniversary at the end of the American Revolution. And then I also talked about how connected we are as a town and the assets that we have in the town that help us with the things we do to maintain the sense of place that we have. And four examples of really cool organizations in Hillsborough who do something really unique and contribute to the overall quality of life and sense of place in Hillsborough. So that's kind of the frame of what I did. And then I kind of launched into, it's about a 30-minute speech about the details of those four things. So I know you don't have 30 minutes today on your show, but let me just take a quick stab at some of the highlights of,
absolutely,
of those things. So our strengths are that we have this really interesting new planning document called the Comprehensive Sustainability Plan. Every town in North Carolina is required to have one. We finished ours last year, and it is just really, really a well thought out document. And hats off to Stephanie Trueblood and Shannon Campbell, town staff, who were really the coordinators of this plan. And it's going to help us coordinate all of our activities, make sure we're aligned with the strategic goals of the town, and that there's an implementation plan for the Comprehensive Sustainability Plan, and that it's really going to guide our growth, that we're growing smartly, we're growing appropriately, and that we're just considering all these different factors and domains and all these goals and objectives for everything that we do. So, for example, in our town board meetings, at the with every action agenda item in our town board packets, they're aligned with the Comprehensive Sustainability Plan. So we try and do everything through that lens of the Comprehensive Sustainability Plan. And then in terms of challenges that we have a lot of growth, as does everybody in this region. So if you look at the map of North Carolina and you look down towards Johnson County, which is to the southeast of Wake County, and you kind of draw an arc, and it comes up through Wake County, Durham County, Orange, Alamance, and goes over to a little bit of Guilford. It goes down towards Charlotte. That's the growth corridor in North Carolina. And it's along I-40 and I-85. And it's just disproportionately faster growing than the rest of the state. And North Carolina is growing. It's one of the top 10 growth states in the country, depending on what year it is. Sometimes we're number three, sometimes we're number five. Anyway, people are coming to North Carolina, and they're coming to this region in particular. And Hillsborough intersects with both I-40 and 85. So we are seeing this growth. We're seeing it. We're growing much faster than Chapel Hill or Carrboro or the county. So those things have impacts in terms of infrastructure, and especially around water and sewer. And those kinds of things are really expensive. They take years to develop. So our challenges are around maintaining this sense of place that we have in Hillsboro. And it's the history and it's the arts, cultural stuff. And we have all these, you know, wonderful groups in town that do interesting things. But we have all these growth pressures. And how do we invest in the infrastructure in the best possible way, the smartest way, so that we're meeting the need without kind of growing too fast, too quickly, in which, you know, case the quality of life and quality of services would go downhill. We recently had a 2003 community survey. We do this every 2 years, and it shows that we're doing really well. We're much higher than the national average in 46 out of 47 different categories. And so overall, quality of life, we're doing it good. The quality of life is high. But we want to kind of keep that balance of keeping that stuff satisfactory for our citizens while growing at the same time.
We're visiting
then
with,
I highlighted.
Sorry, if I could jump in for just a moment. We're visiting with Hillsboro Mayor Mark Bell, and we are talking about the State of the Town address from, was that just last night that you gave that address? That was last night.
It was last night.
Still basking in the glow of his first State of the Town address, and then I'll let you continue as you go through highlights.
Yeah, so then I used kind of just four examples of organizations in Hillsboro that are doing really good work. And so I talked about the Fairview Community Watch, which is an organization in the Fairview community north part of Hillsboro, and just the list of things that they do to engage their residents and make improvements to all aspects of the community was just unbelievable. And it really took me probably 10 minutes just to summarize them. They're engaged with so many different organizations to collaborate, to do things with several departments at UNC, Habitat for Humanity. They have all these really cool projects. Anyway, so it was really fun to talk about and share what is going on in Fairview. Then I talked about Porch Hillsboro, and Chapel Hill has a Porch community too. I think it may have started in Chapel Hill. And talked about the kind of the evolution of the organization and how many people are served in Hillsboro and Northern Orange County and all the different programs that support those families, whether in schools or in their communities. We sponsor a couple of community gardens. We help other food pantries. And I say we because I'm on the board of Porch in Hillsboro, so I'm very involved in Porch, and that's why I know so much about it. And then I talked about, of course, the climate, Hillsboro Climate Challenge, which I'll go into in just a minute. So I will skip over that. But then I actually started out by talking about the Okemechee Village replica. And we're called the Village People. So we're the volunteers that help maintain this replica village of a 1701 village of that belonged to the Okemechee Band, the Siponi Nation, on the Eno River here in Hillsboro. And they were off and on in the Hillsboro area in the, you know, centuries ago, but actually they're still here. And the tribal leader that we work with is Beverly Payne. She lives here in Hillsboro, and she helps guide the work that we're doing to build new structures and maintain the structures that we have. And it's turned into just a real good example of how we tell the story of Hillsboro through this replica village.
We're speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Mark Bell about the State of the Town address. I wonder, as you were prepping for it, if there is anything that surprised you. You know, obviously you're very as plugged in on what's going on with Hillsboro as anyone, as the mayor and longtime town board of commissioners member. But as you were kind of putting it all together in one spot, did anything jump out at you that maybe you hadn't realized before?
Yeah, I mean, I had realized it before, but it had to see it all at once. And that is the cost of all of the things that we need to do between the general fund and the water and sewer fund. I mean, it totals tens of millions of dollars. And for Chapel Hill, that's nothing. For Orange County, that's nothing. But for Hillsboro, we have a budget of about like $26 million a year. So, but we need probably twice that amount just to keep up with what we already have. And then invest in the things that we need to add, like new pump stations, and we need a new fire truck. We need a new fire station. That's a very expensive thing. So over the next like 5 to 7 years, I think we'll have, you know, at least $50 million of things that we need to do. So for us, that's a lot. And, you know, interest rates are high, so the cost of borrowing is higher than it normally is. So just the overall cost of doing these projects is substantial. So that's going to be top of mind for the next probably 12 to 18 months. How do we prioritize the budget to make room for those things that we know we need to do in the future, and that might also take a year or two or three to build, such as water sewer infrastructure projects. They don't happen overnight.
Mark, we're just about out of time, so hopefully next week we can spend a little bit more time kind of revisiting the Hillsborough Climate Challenge. But before we do wrap up, are there any kind of thoughts that you want to get out there as we just wrap that up on Sunday, so it's still fresh in your mind?
Yeah, so the last, I think when we talked last Tuesday, we had, on that day, we were going to talk about earth-friendly burials on that day. And so we've had five or six more events since then. But the capstone event that we were going to do Sunday got canceled not because of the rain, but because it was cold also and rainy. So we had to postpone that. So I'll know probably tomorrow what we're going to do in terms of time. So I'd be happy to talk about the timing of that event, and we'll recap all our events. We'll have an expo of products. Dr. Ashley Ward, a climate specialist who lives here, will come and speak, and we'll just get a little chance to gather and talk about what should we do next year, and then how do we prepare all this information to hand it off to other municipalities. I'm talking about you, Chapel Hill. And Carl, maybe you would like to do a climate challenge of your own. So we'll give you our cliff notes. We want you to be able to learn from what we have learned. So maybe it'll be easier for you.
And as I said, we'll definitely be revisiting that on this show as well, as it seemed like a fascinating event, and I definitely want to do more of a debrief on it. Mark, thank you as always for your time, and I look forward to talking again next week.
My pleasure, Andrew. Thank you.
Got more news on the Hill coming up.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz along with John Stillman from the Financial Symphony. And John, you want to make sure that all your investments are working in perfect harmony.
Well, let me ask you a question, Ron. If two people are singing in harmony, are they singing the same note?
No, of course not.
They're not singing the same note. That would be in unison. And of course, people singing in harmony sounds a lot better than people singing in unison. Same thing with your investments. You want them to not be all the same. You just want them to be working together toward the same goal in harmony.
Listen for the Financial Symphony with John Stillman Saturdays and Sundays at 9 a.m.
Do you have a hard time affording your prescriptions? You can have them filled at Piedmont Health Services Pharmacies. You must be an active patient of Piedmont Health Services to have prescriptions filled. And prescriptions from outside specialists can also be filled, as long as a referral from your Piedmont Health Services primary care provider is documented in your Piedmont Health Services chart. Piedmont Health is happy to work with you and your medical and dental team to meet your prescription needs.
Sometimes we just can't let go of the things that make us sad, because those were also the things that made us happy. When you are ready to let go of that old jewelry from the past, the Jewel Recycle team is here to help lead you to a better place. Jewel Recycle, located in Raleigh, Cary, and Chapel Hill. Online at jewelrecycle.com or call us at 919-972-9222.